This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever you want. Coming up, a Republican anti-gay candidate for office has been outed as a drag queen.
Former drag queen. Everybody can change their life, you know what I mean?
But once fabulous, always fabulous, as far as I'm concerned. More coming up here on that. We're going to get into that story when we get a chance. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here for the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the show. If you're just tuning in, we did have an extensive conversation with Lynn Ulbricht in the last hour about her son, Ross, who was charged and convicted of running the Silk Road, the infamous underground darknet marketplace where all things were sold, like drugs, for instance, and they ended up putting him in prison for that for the rest of his life. We've got still some calls that I think were related, so we're going to go to those calls first and then, of course, open the phones up to anybody who wants to call about anything. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's free like freedom. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Deborah. She's in New Mexico listening via Kiva in Albuquerque. Hey, Deborah.
Hi. I have a couple of questions and a couple of statements, so I'll try to go through this quick, but it sounds like she's not there to answer these. Maybe you guys can answer them.
Yeah, please.
First of all, did this guy break the law in selling these drugs? That sounds like it was underground, so it sounds like there was a law broken.
Well, most of the things that were sold on the Silk Road were not Ross. He was just the programmer or the creator of the site. He did initially...
There is some evidence that he might have sold some psilocybic mushrooms
very early on. Yeah, so he might have
But none of those reached the level of life sentences. Two of them.
So who sold the drugs?
Thousands of people.
Yeah, who sells things on eBay is really, it's that same sort of question.
Right. Imagine a marketplace like eBay where vendors and buyers can leave feedback for one another.
He did other websites besides this one.
He was the webmaster of this website, to the best of my knowledge.
Yeah, he created the Silk Road. They admitted that in the opening statement of the defense during the trial. He was the creator of the Silk Road. He did allegedly sell some mushrooms early on. But again, he's now been sentenced to two life sentences plus 40 years for this.
To be quite honest, I don't think he should have life sentences. That's ridiculous. But
we don't either.
What should someone be sentenced to for selling to other adults who voluntarily want to buy something?
Well, this is my quandary. Okay, first of all, I do believe there are some corrupt courts and some corrupt lawyers. I do agree we need to kind of fix the situation there. But to me, it sounds like it's a manslaughter. If I was skiing down a hill going really fast and out of control and not following the rules and I hit someone and they die, that's considered manslaughter. So I think here's part of the problem here, and I want to be very respectful to the lady that you had. I mean, nobody wants to go through that situation, but I have a brother who's been on drugs, and I've had a son who's been on drugs, and it takes their life. It ruins their life. It ruins everybody around them. Horrible and horrific.
I am sorry about that, and I've met a lot of people. A good friend of mine is in prison right now in South Carolina. He just can't get his life off of drugs, and it's taking him piece. He's doing life on the installment plan, piece by piece. But we don't hold alcohol manufacturers responsible for every drunk driving accident that happens in the country, because there would be no alcohol manufacturers if you did. And if you apply that same logic to drugs, then it's the responsibility of the person who used them, not the person who manufactured them or sold them or whatever, right?
Well, that's true, but that is true. But guess what? The sad part about it, and maybe this is the discrepancy, one is completely illegal and the other is legal. Now, I'm not saying that's correct.
It's licensed.
But, right, but it's legal and one is illegal. So, I mean,
why does that make a difference to you?
A license is the government taking a right from you and selling it back.
It doesn't, but the bottom line is that you have to change the laws first. I still try to live. My under the law, even though I don't agree with it. And if I don't agree with it,
well, what does
that
have to do? What is it? Well, hold on. What does whether or not it's illegal have to do with whether or not a user has responsibility for his or her own actions? I mean, I don't think
that's a new, even greater.
Are you saying
a dealer having responsibility is a new, greater step into the process than anything else?
Yeah. I mean, are you saying that if at the age of 20, I have, you know, drink too much, I drink to the point where, you know, I die, that somehow the alcohol dealer is responsible there because it was illegal what I did, as opposed to if I was 21 and I drank till I died?
Well, let me finish. I don't think, okay, and I would only qualify certain drugs, that drug people either selling it, marijuana, let me qualify certain types of drugs, or users should go to jail. I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place there because most people who do drugs tend to be criminals. They have criminal
activity.
That's
not true at all. That's
what my brother does and my son did. They stole. They had sex with underage people. Listen, it is true.
No, it's not true at all. That may be your experience from, you know, your case study of your life, but I can tell you I've known countless drug users, and they are not criminals. They are productive members of society who hold down a job and a career, and they have a family, and they like to smoke a joint at the end of the day instead of drinking alcohol.
So you're telling me that people who do drugs, and if you can qualify the types of drugs that they do, are better citizens, have better families, are better workers?
I didn't say that.
Well, they're the ones in prison, I can tell you that. They make better citizens than convicts, and okay. That's what we're doing with
them. You're going to find the entire range of people that do drugs. You're going to find scummy people, and you're going to find upstanding, high-ranking members of society that do drugs.
Well,
there's the whole gamut.
I can tell you that alcoholism is not great either. I know a lot of people who are alcoholics, and they're very abusive. What I'm trying to say is I don't agree necessarily with these people going to prison, although I think they have to have some type of a deterrent if they're caught doing other criminal activities.
Well, activities that actually harm another person, they should be punished for. I mean, they should be providing restitution to their victims.
That harms another person. How do you qualify that?
Well, if there's been something stolen, if there's been a robbery, if there's been somebody threatened, if somebody's actually been harmed physically, that's, you know, harm. If somebody's
if I give my prescription drugs to someone else and they're harmed by it, should I be responsible?
If you give your gun to someone else and they walk in and rob a grocery store, should you be responsible?
Okay, as adults. We're talking about as adults, right?
I'm talking about adults! No, you're not responsible for other people's actions.
No, absolutely not.
Well, no, but if I gave it to them, so I have no responsibility.
No,
I'm just trying to figure this out.
You're probably going to feel bad. I would feel bad.
Yeah, you don't know what somebody else is going to do. The only way you would have responsibility is if the person said, "Hey, Deborah, I'd like to go rob that convenience store over there. Can I borrow your gun?"
Now, that's a different story.
Then you would have responsibility
an accomplice.
Right, but if somebody comes up to you and says, "Hey, you know, I heard you wanted to sell your gun. I'd like to buy it," and then they buy it from you, and then they go and rob a convenience store and you had no idea, then no, of course you have no responsibility.
Okay, what if I knew they were doing illegal activity, no matter how minor it was?
Well, then you would call them an American, because there's a book out right now. It's called 3 Felonies a Day, and it outlines how the average American is probably committing about 3 felonies a day. And that's a problem with the law that you said that we should respect until we change it.
Well, I do think it needs to be changed. I did admit that. I do think that there's corrupt people who take advantage of it and who are above it, which it should not happen. And I do think we have way too many laws. Now, my proposal is that people who are on drugs, if they start to do crimes because of their drugs, I think we should have a 1, 2, 3, you're out. They should be put in programs to get off of those drugs if they're causing them to commit crimes. And they need to be long-term and they need to be real. These programs are a bunch of malarkey. And I think that if they don't get their act together, they should be put in jail.
Yeah, well, one of the reasons why the programs are not as effective is because they're loaded up with people who don't want to be there. So if you put somebody who is not ready to be helped into a place where they're supposed to be getting help, it's not going to be particularly effective for them. If you want to prevent crime, here's how you do it. And thank you, Deborah, for the call. It's been a good discussion. I appreciate it. If you want to prevent crime from drug users, here's what you do. You, across the board, end prohibition on all drugs. and you allow whatever drug we're talking about here, whether it be heroin or cannabis or, you know, ecstasy, whatever, you allow them to be sold in the marketplace without having to beg permission or get some sort of permission slip from the government, because then the prices of those drugs will go down, as we've seen happening with cannabis in places like Colorado and Washington. The price will go down, and if the prices are more affordable, fewer people will have to commit robberies and break and enter and, you know, cut the tops off of convertibles in order to get people's money for their drug supply. 855-450-FREE. You can join us. Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
It's Free Talk Live, our toll-free number. If you want to join us here, whether it's the war on drugs or whatever is on your mind, you can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
We all know that we need vitamins and minerals, but did you know that there are three other nutrients, or at least three classes of nutrients, that are essential for maintaining health? In fact, when it comes to supplements, some experts feel that these other three nutrients are needed more than vitamins and minerals. The other three nutrients are probiotics, enzymes, and antioxidants. The reason that they're so important is that the modern American diet has virtually eliminated regular sources of these nutrients from our meals. The problem is, as many people turn to supplements to supply these five essential nutrients, they find that they're sold separately. It's an expensive and time-consuming prospect. But one product, Whole Food Multicomplete, has simplified the solution. Whole Food Multicomplete combines these five critical nutrients, along with additional immune and bone support nutrients, into a single product. In fact, for the past 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete is the only product to offer this. So instead of spending a fortune buying five different products every month, check out the full supplement program offered by Whole Food Multicomplete. With 54 total ingredients, it's guaranteed to be the cheapest way to acquire all these nutrients. And it also comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. 30% off with coupon code FTL, that's as in Free Talk Live, for your first order. It's basically cost for this company. Head on over and order now. SimplifyMySupplements.com with coupon code FTL. I've used it. The probiotic caused me to lose about just under 15 pounds, and I am delighted by it. I'm going to use this product forever. Whole Food Multicomplete. SimplifyMySupplements.com. Coupon code FTL.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Toll-free number for you to bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. As we go to Josh in YouTube land. Actually, that's where he's watching us. He's in Los Angeles. Go ahead, Josh. Hello? Josh in Los Angeles. Going once. Josh
Hello?
In Los Angeles. Hello? It is very live. You're on the radio. Go ahead now.
Oh, my God. I'm on the radio?
Yep. Did you have a topic you wanted to discuss, or did you just want to, you know, get all excited?
Well, I mean, now we're talking about heroin, so I'm thinking about telling a story.
You've got a good story. Go ahead.
One time I was walking down the streets of L.A. with my friends. We were like... well, I'm not really going to explain what we were doing in the alleyway, but, see, this man walked up to us with a syringe in his arm, and, he was like, hey, kid, you got any money? He asked what it was for, and, he said it was for a bit of candy. So he said, so we asked what kind of candy, and he said the kind you put in needles. So we gave him, like, $5, but then, like, a year later, we found out that he was actually heroin, and we saw him, like, yesterday, and he's like, hey, I remember you, and, wait a second, hold on, my brother's here.
A plausible story, Josh, thank you for the call, we don't have a second to wait, but, plausible up until the point where he said that he remembered the kids, I don't know. If he's a real doper, he probably wouldn't have remembered. But
no, I mean, if they're in the same alley, come on.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe, believable, right? Like Skid Row, isn't that in Los Angeles?
Why'd kids give $5 to a junkie? I don't know if I believe that.
No.
But whatever. Yeah, I don't even know if that's his real voice.
Yeah, I don't know either. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So again, you can call in about whatever's on your mind here tonight. Mark, you had a story that you wanted to share about this GOP candidate, Republican state senate candidate. Actually, you wanted me to share, right?
Yeah, my voice is a little shot here.
I've got the story here from Journal Now. That was Winston-Salem Journal newspaper, Bertrand M. Gutierrez reporting. Steve Wiles, a Republican state senate candidate who supports North Carolina's constitutional amendment against same-sex marriage. Now, we haven't talked about this on the air, I don't think, Mark, but I heard about it from Daryl the other night, that they're trying to, you know, after that Supreme Court case essentially legalized gay marriage across the country, as I understood it.
Yep.
Now you've got an effort in North Carolina that supposedly...
We're going to stop that.
Yeah, they're going to try to stop that. And actually, I just noticed this is actually an old story, Mark. This is 2014.
Oh, is it?
But regardless,
shoot,
it's still a good one. And
we never covered it.
Yeah. Apparently, this guy supports a constitutional amendment against same-sex marriage. He once worked as a female impersonator at a gay nightclub in Winston-Salem. In fact, Mark, why don't you check this out? Look up Steve Wiles and see what the election results were, because we thought this was a current story when we were discussing it before the show. So the election has probably happened at this point. So he was an impersonator, a female impersonator at a gay nightclub in Winston-Salem, and was gay at the time, according to a co-owner of the nightclub and a former employee. He was 34, so probably 36 now or close to it, and was in his early 20s when he worked at the now-defunct nightclub, Club Odyssey, according to the co-owner Randy Duggins and former employee Gray Tomlinson. He is Mona Sinclair, according to Duggins, referring to Wiles' female personality. Wiles' responses over the past 3 weeks have ranged from categorical denial to tacit admission.
Well, it looks like Steve Wiles, there were about 5,000 adventurous voters that went for him, whereas Joyce Crowell Kick managed to pull it off with just under 8,000 votes. So he didn't lose by much.
Yeah, not a terrible loss. He says, quote, "I've already apologized to the people who matter most to me for the things I did when I was young," he said this week, declining to clarify for what he has apologized. The comment was made...
Or why it would be necessary to apologize for working as a drag queen?
A drag queen.
And apparently promoter of the Miss Gay America pageant.
The comment was made in the last of three separate interviews, and at first Wiles had denied the claim. He had said 3 weeks ago, referring to Mona Sinclair, quote, "That's not me." Wiles responded no when asked whether he was gay. This week, Wiles' campaign website...
Well, okay, so if Mona Sinclair was imaginary and you're no longer dressed up as Mona Sinclair...
Then that's not
you
him.
Could say, yes, that is not me. And if you...
That's Mona.
...consider yourself to be no longer gay, then you could say, I am not gay, right? I mean, both of those things are true statements.
Well, I don't know. Is it possible to really not be gay anymore?
That would be up to the person.
Yeah.
I mean, do you consider yourself gay or heterosexual?
I'm heterosexual, but okay, I've had some gay interactions.
I'm gonna take you as
there's a scale,
word.
Mark. There's a scale, and I would definitely not be all the way on the Kinsey scale.
Don't you think that that's going to require some scientists? I mean, you know, it's the person's self identity as what their sexual orientation is that matters.
Well, and I agree with you, that's true, but every gay person I've ever met has said that they've always been gay, that it wasn't like a choice that they made or some sort of switch that they flipped.
Some of them I've met have been molested in their youth. I mean, you don't think that there's a possibility that something gets switched at that point?
I have no idea. All I know is they, you know, the ones that I know that didn't say anything about being molested... They all said that they knew they were gay from when they were a child, and whether they were out about that is another question. How they handled that is another question. Did they try to suppress it, or did they embrace it? Did their family, you know, were they nasty to them, or were they supportive to them? There are a lot of different factors. But one factor that always has been the same is they all felt like they've always been that way. So can you really change that? 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, do want to let you know about Liberty Stickers. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, one of the best ways to do it is from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people if you drive even relatively in often. You can do that with a bumper sticker or more than one because you know people love to read them. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages. Just go to libertystickers.com to do that. And if they, for some reason, don't have what you want a bumper sticker to say, you can just make your own. And they'll print those out for you, too. LibertyStickers.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about anything. More about the anti-gay Republican candidate who ended up losing the election in North Carolina. Anti-gay candidate who apparently had a career as a drag queen and definitely was a gay man in his past.
It's not like this has never happened where a candidate comes out against, I don't know, other people's sexual preferences.
And turns out that that's his own sexual preference.
That they're actually fighting off their own inner demons.
Right. Well, I mean, not necessarily that it's demonic or anything like that. I think it's great to be, you know, for gay people to be gay and and all of that.
If they're tortured by some attitude or whatever that might be, it's an inner demon.
I would say he's tortured by the fact that he feels like he can't be who he really wants to be. Let's go to Chris so we can talk more about that. You can call in about anything, though. Chris, you're in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello there.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to comment on a few things. The lady that was on air earlier, I think her name was Deborah.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was saying some pretty outlandish things. First of all, about drug users being criminals. I mean, I'm a former drug user myself, and I've interacted with multiple drug users, and the vast majority of them aren't criminals, to be honest with you.
That's correct.
I mean, at least in my experience.
They're not criminals in that they've harmed other people. They are criminals in that they have broken the law, but those are bad laws. And in my mind, that doesn't make you a criminal. I think that bad laws should be broken by good people. And my experience has been the same as yours. Yeah, there are some bad people who do drugs, but there are also bad people who don't do drugs. I mean, there's just bad people out there. And the supermajority of drug users I've known are just people who want to, you know, smoke a joint at the end of the day, rather than, you know, drink.
No, yeah, of course. And more about, like, the heroin epidemic, because I think that's a really interesting topic, especially in Indiana. I think it's really prevalent, and it's actually hit Indiana pretty hard. In the Midwest, some other places in general, like Ohio and Cleveland and specific cities like that. But I don't know if you've had any experience with it or you know anybody who's dealt with opioids or painkillers or anything like that, but it really all starts with, I think 70% of heroin users start with prescription drugs. And, you know, you're getting that from your doctor, you know what I mean? So a huge part of this epidemic has to do with these pharmaceutical industries that are throwing out all these Vicodin and Percocet and Lurtas, you know, just all these different opiates and prescribing them in vast quantities when they have no reason to be doing such. And
there might have been a reason. The reason would have been pain management, but you're right. A lot of people do get addicted to those opiates that they're prescribed, and then before they know it, the doctor has to cut them off because there's all these DEA rules and regulations surrounding how often somebody can get these drugs. And so when the doctor cuts them off and they're highly addicted to the pills, they're right to the black market asking around for who's got the pills or who's got something else, and then that something else is heroin.
I was prescribed some, I think, oxycodone for an automobile accident. That it occurred in like 2004, 2005. And I'm not touching that stuff. I just said, thanks, I appreciate it. I'm just going to slide this prescription back over to you.
You just rather bear the pain?
Yeah. I mean, I understand that other people, like, you know, pain's relative. I love being told by women that men have lower pain tolerances, because I've got some of the highest pain tolerance around. But, I get it. If people need pain management, that's fine. I'm just not going to take a chance with that stuff.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris, for your call tonight.
Drink.
I appreciate it. That's also not really a healthy way to manage pain, but
it's healthier than heroin, my friend.
I don't know. It just depends.
You're not going to become addicted to alcohol in that short period of time, whereas heroin, I'd say, it's much more likely. Opiates.
I don't know. I mean,
if
you look at the chart that Professor David Nutt came up with from
the UK. He's talking about the damage, the danger of a drug sort of on a societal level.
And a personal level. He actually looked at both of those statistics.
Alcohol, certainly, if abused, over time is going to be as bad for you as heroin or crack or anything
and
like that.
I don't know, honestly, Mark, which one is more addictive. I think that's an interesting question. But let's continue with your calls here. Either way, they're both very powerful. They can both kill somebody with an overdose, and people should be very careful with both of those things. Just because one is legal and one is more strictly controlled doesn't necessarily mean the one that's illegal and more strictly controlled is more dangerous.
That's not my accusation.
Yeah. Let's talk to Ryan. He's in South Carolina listening to WRNN. By the way, if you want to call in, you can join us here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Well, doing great. Go ahead.
Yeah, so you had on the Ross Ulbricht thing, it's something that I didn't hear talked about was dirty nullification. It's interesting. I heard one of you guys said that less than 1% of the cases that are brought to charges that are brought go to trial. There's actually a case a couple of years ago in Wisconsin with a guy named Vernon Hershberger, who was accused of the crime of selling raw milk.
Yeah, the milk guy.
Yeah. And so, you know, around the trial, people were handing out pamphlets for a jury nullification, you know, trying to bring up the awareness for the jury, basically just to say, you know, to hell with this. This is ridiculous. This guy could sell raw milk to people who want to buy raw milk.
Right.
But the judge actually forbid any talk of jury nullification. He said that they couldn't bring it up. You know, he was not allowed to tell that to the jury. So they
was that federal court? Was that in federal court?
No, this was in a state court.
Wisconsin state court. All right, yeah. So we actually know one of the guys who was over there at the trial. Derek J. Freeman was attending that trial, who was a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, and he kind of reported from that trial. And actually, Derek also went to Ross Ulbricht's trial, where they handed out some jury nullification information the first day of the trial, and the judge in the Ross Ulbricht case actually openly threatened in court, after removing the jury from the courtroom, openly threatened to sequester the jurors in a hotel. They had been going home at the end of the day, but she said that if the jury nullification outreach continued outside of the courthouse, that she would force the jurors to stay under government watch at nighttime, which would make them think that they might have been under threat by this, you know, evil drug kingpin Ross Ulbricht. And so the jury nullification advocates, you know, unfortunately were asked to leave by Ross and his mother, which is, you know, was tragic, because ultimately it didn't affect the sentencing in the case. They sentenced Ross the maximum they possibly could. So maybe actually if the jury nullification advocates had stayed out there, you know, even though the judge didn't like it, if they'd stayed out there, maybe there would have been a slight chance of at least a hung jury. But again, as you pointed out, these courts, whether it's federal or state courts, they do not want people to hear about jury nullification. It is a no-no in most places to even broach that subject. Thankfully, here in New Hampshire, you are able to talk about jury nullification in New Hampshire court. Whether you're the defense attorney or the defendant, you can absolutely discuss jury nullification. It's actually part of basically part of state law, and in fact, there's a new proposition that passed the state house, and I don't believe the Senate has voted on it yet here in New Hampshire, that would actually enshrine jury nullification even further and actually specify jury instructions to be given by a judge if a defendant requests it. So hopefully we're going to see that passed this year, and New Hampshire will be even better on jury nullification. But I'm with you, Ryan. That would have been important. It's always important to try to get that information to jurors. It's just super difficult because the courts find it a threat to their power, and they'll do almost anything to try to put a stop to it, including arresting, in some cases, the jury nullification activists. Thanks for the call. There's more coming
today, up. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. And as always, you can join us here. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And Mark, you did mention earlier that we had an old forum that Free Talk Live listeners could go to, the BBS, which has been retired for a couple of years now. I shut down the posting ability on that forum. It's still there, so anybody that wants to see it as sort of an archival format can go and browse around through it. But it, you know, was closed down because it had basically died off. And it was very, very popular at one time.
So it sure was.
It did have a heyday, and that heyday was
forums had a heyday, right?
Right, and that heyday was before the existence of Facebook and Twitter and, you know, those things, which had basically just drawn away all activity from a lot of forums out there, and it just, you know, there was no point to keeping it around. So we shut it down. But recently I have started experimenting with some forum software. We do have the Shire forums, which used to be the Shire Society forums, and they've been rebranded. There's a brand new forum software that's in place there, and it used to be just for people who are considering moving to New Hampshire. Those forums are still there as sub-forums of the Shire forums, but we now have some cryptocurrency and Shire media forums, and one of those sub-forums is a Free Talk Live LRN.FM sub-forum. So figured we'd start small and see if there was even any interest whatsoever in this. And so far, it hasn't been an avalanche of interest, let me tell you that. But it's there. So we did bring back a Free Talk Live forum. So for those of you who are not interested in Facebook, I am less and less interested in Facebook as time goes on. I've been trying to cut back. My new rule, Mark, is that I'm not going to click on the Facebook notifications icon until there's at least 20 of them.
Okay.
And I've been doing that now for probably a week or two, and I'm thinking about upping that to 30 from 20, and then maybe eventually I'll go to like 50 or something like that. But it's nice because it's cut down my use of Facebook, because I used to go and, like, every time there was a notification, I'd click it. Click, 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 yep. As soon as there was a notification. And, you know, most of the time I'd be disappointed by
this is garbage. Clicks. This person liked your thing.
Right.
Well, great.
Who cares?
I care, but I don't care enough to click on it.
Personally, I don't care. I actually got a plug-in that blocks the like notifications. So I won't even see the like notifications on my notice list. So anyway, trying to spend less time on Facebook and more time on forums, because I honestly, I believe they're more productive. I think you're less likely to see a bunch of crap you don't need on a forum if there's something that's like off topic for a specific forum. Forums let you move a post, and Facebook will not allow this. It doesn't matter. If you have, let's say you've got more than one group on Facebook, you can't move a post from one group to another. That's just not even an option. Whereas on a forum, if somebody posts about the wrong thing in a certain subforum and it would be better off in a different subforum, you can move the post.
Yeah, that's nice.
I mean, this is like basic moderating capabilities, and Facebook doesn't have that. Facebook, you're just given a big ban hammer, and you can either delete the post or not. And that's pretty much it. So if you want to check out the new Free Talk Live forum, subforum thing, you can go to forum.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to it. That's forum.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, let's start up here with Jeff in Tallahassee, listening to WVFT FM. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Thanks for making it. Go ahead.
I was calling about the comment about addiction to opiates and other, you know, chemical addictions.
Yeah.
And, you know, just you were saying that the doctor, you know, would just prescribe you things, you know, that you couldn't get off of. And just being the guy that's a little bit older, that's been through pretty much everything you can think of, but I've never done needles or anything like that. But it usually starts off with the doctor prescribing something less than you want. And then you look for something stronger. But to get off of it, it's simply just doing less and less and less and want to do it. And just by not wanting to do it anymore and taking less and less and less until you can actually get off of it without any kind of withdrawal. So, been through rehab and things like that. And, you know, just whatever addiction it is, I just suggest to listeners, whatever it come from, either the black market or a doctor, if they want to get off of it, they got to want to do it.
Yep.
Just take less and less.
Good advice. Less. Good advice.
Don't you think that want to do it thing is sort of a momentary, like it, you get your momentum all at sort of at once, right? And then.
Absolutely.
It kind of wanes if you don't really act on it immediately. When I smoked cigars, at one point, I smoked those cheap cigars, and I would inhale them. So I was definitely a nicotine addict.
Uh-huh.
And I'd be like, oh, well, I got like 70 cigars left. I'm not going to quit now.
Exactly.
So I'd be like, but I want to quit. So I'll just want to quit in 70 cigars from now, which is, you know, something like 35 days. Yeah. And
I look at it as like a two-path road. Like, I'm a successful guy, a business owner, and I had nobody, you know, to answer to, you know, or, you know, saying like, you got to do this and do that. And it would be a Friday afternoon, got paid, you know, from a big deposit, and I could either call the guy or not. And, you know, it was sunny Friday afternoon, and it would be like the perfect opportunity to call the guy and just give in to that opportunity, or to say, I'll just wait till tomorrow and decide. And when I did wait till tomorrow and decided, I was very happy that I did that. And it was my own decision without any kind of repercussions or punishments. Or anything, it was my own decision.
And well, there was a repercussion. I mean, the punishment is that if you didn't decide,
if you didn't decide
to quit, eventually you'd end up in a ditch somewhere, probably, and you know, not very well.
Exactly. Well, I ended up, you know, I never got in trouble with, you know, the law or anything like that, because you know that is definitely rock bottom for a lot of people. But when it came down to the opiates. Addiction, basically the guy who was dealing it on the black market disappeared, you know, and I couldn't get it anymore and only had a limited supply left. And it was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And it was like, the person who was, in a similar situation said, well, just start taking less and less and less and less until you can get off of it. And actually worked.
Jeff, thanks for sharing your story tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. And, you know, it's still a hard thing to do for an addict to do that, right? I mean, that's a path that will work. But to commit to that path is a difficult task.
Some addictions have treatments that, and you know, I would recommend your doctor for a lot of these things. Some addictions have treatments. I know that there's you know, things that make it so that alcohol is no longer effective in the same way.
Right. There's blockers for opiates as, as
opiate
well.
Blockers. There's for me, I took Chantix to quit smoking. This was before the vaping thing went on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I probably would have gone with that. But I bought some, like, herbal cigarettes and took Chantix. And, yeah, you know, it worked for me.
And it made it so it was, like, icky to smoke, right?
This was not a pleasant – it was not the same experience by any stretch of the imagination.
Let's talk to Doug. He's in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Doug.
Hey, let's talk all about these opioids. It really irritates me because I've been on them for 14 years. I work 70 hours a week. I don't miss a day of work.
Wow.
I've got chronic back pain from it. And to me, people going to heroin is a choice that they're making to do that stuff. You know, I don't take more than what it says. I've been on it, like I said, for 14 years.
What's your daily dose on the medication?
I take hydrocortisone 3 tens or 325 tens 3 times a day.
What's a 25-10? Is that a 10 milligram? What is that?
The 10, 325s are the stronger ones. But like I said, you know, I've been doing
that. I'm confused.
For,
is it 325, 10 milligram? What's the milligrammage of the hydrocodone in the dose?
It's the tens.
Tens. Okay. So you take 3 of those per day?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. I mean, if, you know, some people would say that that's not good for you, but like you said, you've been on it for 10 years, you're productive. 14 years, you know, you're productive, and that's what counts, right?
Yeah, and, you know, Indiana's making it harder and harder for people that actually need the stuff to get it.
Yep.
Yeah, every state is.
It's because, you know, somebody's taking it like they should.
Right. Well, it's because
everybody gets punished.
It's because some politician decides that they know how people could best live their lives.
Yeah, I want to see an end to all drug prohibition, and that includes the restrictions on prescription medications. Thank you, Doug, for sharing your story tonight. It's valuable. Appreciate that. End all prohibition means to make it so that anybody who wants to should be able to go into Walgreens or wherever and buy the stuff right off the shelf, just like aspirin.
This country was built by people who had legal access to heroin.
This is Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.